Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
Welcome back to the Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. We're your hosts, Anthony and Kevin. And today we are going to be doing the movies in August.
This would be interesting, Kev.
Yes, we got actually a few good ones.
We do. You want to kick us off, mate?
Of course. So we got August 7th, we have Freakier Friday. So this is Disney. This is 22 years after Tess and Anna endure an identity crisis. Anna now has a daughter and a soon-to-be stepdaughter. As they navigate the challenges that come when two families merge, Tess and Anna discover that lightning might strike twice.
Now, this one is obviously directed by Nisha Ganatra, with a cast including returning Jamie Lee Curtis as Tess and Lindsay Lohan as Anna. Now, this is her big screen return after, you know, a few years being away from films. So it's good to see her in a big budget film like this. And also we got Julia Butters as well.
And coming off with Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm really excited for that one for her. I feel like she's really starting to really peak in her acting at the moment, coming from The Bear and into this. I feel like she's really more comfortable and it looks so good. Even the trailer looks so good for that one.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, it does look really good. All right, and on the same day, 7th of August, we got Weapons.
Yep.
So, this is a horror film, and when all but one child from the same class mysteriously vanish on the same night at exactly the same time, a community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance.
Now, this one is directed by Zach Cregger, with a cast calling Julia Garner and Josh Brolin and Aidan Ehrenreich. Now, this will be exciting because we just saw Julia Garner in Fantastic Four.
I was about to say that name is very familiar.
And Aidan Ehrenreich, we just saw him in the Ironheart series, folks.
Ah, yeah. Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. And obviously, Josh Brolin, he's a quite good actor too. And, you know, he's been in so many great films.
I've had a quick glimpse of the trailer. I haven't really seen the full thing yet, but it actually looks very intriguing. Very intriguing.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Something different. Another horror film, which is always good.
We're in it. We're here for
it. Exactly. Also the same day, 7th of August, we're still on, is Future Council. So this is made by Mad Men Entertainment.
Yep.
And Damien, you can say it, Anthony.
Damon Gameau.
Yep. Takes 8 kids on the ultimate school excursion, a road trip across Europe to seek solutions to the climate crisis.
And this is also directed by Damon Gameau, and it's got a cast of Carla Alberg, Clements Curry, and Damon Gameau himself. Yeah.
So that's a documentary, actually.
Yeah, is it a part documentary, kind of like part film? So like maybe they're on a bit of a fact-finding kind of trip.
Yeah. Oh, it could be good. Could be interesting. Very intriguing. Yeah. So that rounds off the 7th of August. So now we've got the 14th of August. And what's starting us off is Nobody 2. So suburban dad Hutch Mansell, a former lethal assassin, is pulled back into his violent past after thwarting a home invasion, setting off a chain of events that unravel secrets about his wife Becca's past and his own.
Now, obviously, this is the sequel to Nobody, and directed by Timo Taranto, with a cast including Bob Odenkirk, Connie Nielsen, and Christopher Lloyd. And again, folks, the original was amazing. And as soon as I saw the original, I was like, when's the sequel? Because it was so good, and was very excited to see this one.
I have to try that out because I've never seen Nobody.
You're gonna have to, trust me, you're gonna enjoy it.
And it's also good to see Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah,
he was, Doc, wasn't he?
Yeah, Doc in Back to the Future. Okay. Yep, and he plays Hutch's dad, and very funny.
Obviously, he's in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That's right. Yeah. And Adam's family. And
as a famous villain. I loved him.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. that rounds off August 14. So we got August 21st, which starts off with a good, which I think will be a very funny one.
This will be big. Is
The Naked Gun. So only one man who has a particular set of skills to lead a police squad and save the world.
Now, this one is directed by Akiva Schaffer, with a cast including Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin, Pamela Anderson, Paul Walter Hauser, who we just saw play Mole Man in Fantastic Four, and obviously Pamela Anderson, iconic actress, and Liam Neeson. Well, he's Liam Neeson, and the fact that he's picked up the sword with this one, made famous, iconic by Leslie Nielsen. You know, the fact that he's playing his son.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And you know what, though? Like, I got to be honest with you. When I saw the trailers in the cinema and that, I was laughing. I'm like, this is going to be funny. I'm not really good on comedies because I felt like comedies have sort of dropped off as of late. But this is like, this is awesome. This is
good. Well, this is one where as soon as I heard it, I talked to people about it and they were kind of like, Liam Neeson doing comedy? Yeah. But way the trailer, he does think such deadpan, and it's just
there's a really good clip of, I think he did it with Saturday Night Live, I think, or something like
that. Yeah.
Where he improvised the whole thing, and he was so deadpan the whole time. And people were like, is he saying, like, it's so good.
And yeah, I think this is called. Yeah, go on.
No, I was going to say, I feel like Liam, it's his calling to do comedy.
Oh, for sure. And can I just say, it's return to original comedy. Yes. And it's just, we need more of it. Yeah, slapstick, just like in-your-face comedy.
If you haven't seen the trailer, go watch the trailer. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah,
my favorite part of that trailer is when he goes, please take a chair. She walks out with a damn chair. I'm like, that's it. All right.
Love it.
All right. On the same day, 21st of August, we got Eddington. So in the May of 2020, a standoff between a small town sheriff and a mayor sparks a powder keg as neighbor is pitted against neighbor in Eddington, New Mexico.
This is directed by Ari Aster with a cast of Joaquin Phoenix, Deidre O'Connell, and Emma Stone. And obviously, big cast. Joaquin Phoenix, great actor. Deidre O'Connell, again, great actor. And Emma Stone, she's been so many things. Yeah, great actors.
And that'd be good. I haven't seen anything much on this one, and it sounds interesting. It sort of reminded me when I read the description. It sort of kind of reminded me of, what was it? Walking Tall?
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of sounded the same to me a little bit.
Yeah. Not fair enough.
Which is interesting. So also the 21st of August, which I am highly looking forward to, people.
This is a big one.
Primitive War. So Vietnam, 1968, a recon unit known as the Vulture Squad is sent to an isolated jungle valley to uncover the fate of a missing Green Beret platoon. They soon discover they are not alone.
This one, folks, is big. This is directed by Luke Spark, with a cast including Trisha Helfer, Anna Tu Nguyen, Jeremy Piven, and Ryan Quanten, Aussie actor. And this one has just been such an exciting thing to witness. And Kev, you've read the book, haven't you?
Yes, I've fully finished the book. I am quietly near the ending. I'm hesitant to pause and wait for the movie first because I don't really know if I want to spoil myself or not.
Mm-hmm.
But people, this movie, if it's done the way I think it's going, if you've seen the trailer, man, they've released a full trailer. It looks banging. The dinosaurs look amazing. It's gonna be a high contender with the Jurassic World franchise. It just looks that good to me, and also being an Australian film, this is something that I'm really hoping succeeds 100%.
I really hope so too. And they're currently over at San Diego Comic-Con and revealing it to the world. So hopefully it gets the reception that it deserves.
Oh, fingers crossed, mate. I'm going to buy it on DVD even if it doesn't. I don't care.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
Buy physical media, right. Guys.
All right. So that rounds off the 21st of August. So we got the 28th of August. We got Honey Don't, a dark comedy about Honey O'Donohue, a small town private investigator who dwells in a series of strange deaths tied to a mysterious church.
This one's directed by Ethan Coen of the Coen Brothers. And Margaret Qualley is in this with Chris Evans and Aubrey Plaza. Again, great cast. And haven't seen much of this one. But, if that dark comedy, you've probably got elements of like horror and comedy. I'm in for it.
Yeah, that'd be good. And also with Chris Evans, something different for him.
Yeah.
He's been sort of stretching out a little bit now.
That's right. I mean, he's done comedy in the past. And Aubrey Plaza, great comedian. Yeah, so, Margaret Qualley, he's been in quite a few things now. And obviously, we first saw her in Once Upon a Time in America. And, great actress.
Awesome. So also the same day, 20th of August, we got Caught Stealing. So this is made by Sony.
Mm-hmm.
So a burned out ex-baseball player, Hank Thompson, unexpectedly finds himself embroiled in a dangerous struggle for survival amidst the crime underbelly of the 1990s New York City, forced to navigate a treacherous underworld he never imagined.
And this one's directed by Darren Aronofsky, with a cast including Austin Butler, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Liev Schreiber. Now, I'll tell you, this is already a banging cast. And obviously, Austin Butler has been in quite a few things. Obviously, notably, Elvis, Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. And,
okay.
And he was also in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in America. And Vincent D'Onofrio, he's just come off season one of Daredevil, Born Again. And Liev Schreiber, great actor.
Yes.
In so many things.
Yep. So that rounds off our movies in August. So it's not very... it's got a few movies, but actually quite a big ones, I think. Yeah. Especially with The Naked Gun, Nobody 2. And also Freaky Friday. To be honest, I'm actually looking forward to seeing Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
I might not see that one straight away, Freaky Friday, but I will see it eventually, and I do want to do a review on that one, but because that's such an old Disney film and them bringing them back together. Oh, good.
And you know what? Like I said before, I'm happy for Lindsay Lohan that she's away from the alcohol and problems that she was having and that she's back and looking radiant as ever and happy.
That's right. It looks really good. And so with this month, what do you think is going to be the big takeaway of this month?
Well, you know what? I think it's undeniable. Primitive War is the big one that we want to support. And especially being Australian made, got to support Aussies. I'd be remiss to say that we want Liam Neeson to do well as Frank Drebin.
top two picks for this month will be Primitive War and The Naked Gun. I think they're going to be the big of takeaways. So horror-wise, you got Primitive War, and then you got your comedy, action, you got The Naked Gun, which I think will be a banger.
Yeah.
So.
You heard it here, folks.
We'll go into a bit of, we can do a bit of news if you want to, Anthony.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit. Not too much that I can really think of, but the bigger one was that, of course, we have lost our dear Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Obviously, I said when he passed, I said that he went out like a legend. He did a farewell concert with his friends and his family and went out like a legend. He went out his way and then went away to die in peace. And I think you couldn't have a better way to go out.
Yeah, I highly agree with you, mate. And I just wanted to mention him because, it is sad to see him go. And not only him, that also is recent. Also, Hulk Hogan has departed as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And you know, can I just say, touching on both Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan, the sad thing is that with Ozzy Osbourne, with his long battle with Parkinson's and other illnesses and surgeries that he's had, obviously, they were prepared for this. Whereas with Hulk Hogan, it's kind of shocked everyone because he was such a presence and such a force of nature. And they, once they announced his death, some really concerning videos started popping up where, you know, he was being interviewed or people were talking about how his management were literally pushing him to the point of not even being able to sleep. Getting and promoting stuff and everything like that. And he, obviously he's had his dramas and everything like that, and because he is such a force of nature. But he was like a walking billboard as well, and he was out there advertising stuff and pushing promotions and everything like that. But the last footage of him, he looks terrible, and they said that he went into cardiac arrest. And so I think that as opposed to Ozzy, where it was known, they knew he didn't have long, and he went in peace, whereas poor Terry Bollea, as he's known, or as Hulk Hogan, in cardiac arrest, he sadly succumbed to a combination of very bad surgeries that he had, and medications and stress and being pushed to his limit, not really being looked after well. And so it's really sad either way, because again, he had such a presence and such a force of nature.
Another brother gone.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. I love him, brother.
Yeah. And, yeah, so
I love him.
Yeah.
And, moving on from that, news, we also any other news on the film front they could think of?
Tron Ares is making a big thing at San Diego Comic-Con, where they presented the music from the film, and the cast came out and talked to the crowd, and Nine Inch Nails doing the music.
Yes.
They did the score, and they actually played the score in Hall H for the crowd. Okay. And it was quite good. All the cast were there, Jared Leto and that, and yeah, it was pretty good. And obviously at the same time, the one that we're definitely following everything on is Predator Badlands, and the crew and cast and panel, they were there, and I messaged you today and told you that the directors actually teased that cameos are going to be added into the previously released Killer of Killers, featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny Glover's characters from the previous Predator movies. And
it's cool, but I've got mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, because it's like, how are they going to explain them being included, because it sets up what they talked about, that they've got agreements with both actors who are well into their 70s that they're willing to come and do work, or do even if it's voice work, for maybe future projects. And so if they can do it, and they can do it well, are they going to explain that either the characters, that long after the story, that their story was finished, were revisited? I mean, you touched on Danny Glover's character and the pistol.
But in saying that, though, because I rethink about that after our conversation, I said, well, it kind of makes sense how he got the pistol to get to the one. But also, if you think about it, it doesn't make sense.
It does, because
they time travel.
Obviously. Yeah. So,
but
it's like,
how? So, what I'm trying to say is, so they must obviously went. They got it from the pirate.
Yeah.
Got the pistol, gave it to Danny Glover. let him go on his way, got him, took him back, froze him, but then they would have to freeze the guy from World War II first. But, and then they chose him to fight. They give him the pistol. That's the kind of way. It gets messy if you start doing it, but if you think too much about it, it makes your head hurt. But it's
okay. Yeah, true. But see, maybe there's reasons why they did it this way. Because even Hutch, I mean, like, the reason why they'd include it now, maybe they're going to reveal it. Maybe not in Killer of Killers, just the new additional scene, but maybe in a future installment, they're going to explain why that happened and when it happened. Yeah. Maybe it was long after their mission that they recognized how powerful as a hero or as a soldier they were and what they represented. Because obviously in Killer of Killers, they went after leaders. They went after, you know, who they perceived to be great warriors.
But with Dutch, though, like, I think I heard somewhere on Schwarzenegger said that he doesn't want to do a small cameo.
Well, I think I read that. Yeah, I think I read that he's agreed to do voice work or to work with them for future projects. So maybe it's like the promise of a lot more stuff. Who knows?
His attitude could have changed because he's older now, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he recognizes, obviously, how the demand is there. Because, obviously, there's an appetite for more projects with the Predator and Alien franchises. And also, a little tease from the director saying that, obviously, the appetite is there for an AVP kind of installment. So
how funny was our conversation, mate, when I said to you
it was.
I said to myself, hey, we're getting Alien Earth. We got Romulus.
And I called Kev together. Yeah, and I called Kev a wizard.
Because, like I said to you, we're getting a lot of alien stuff all of a sudden. And now we're getting Predator stuff all of a sudden. And I'm thinking to myself, I said to Anthony, I said, they're queuing up for an AVP.
Yeah.
This is before the announcement. This is before anyone even said this. I said, they're queuing up for an AVP for sure.
And then I sent Kev the clip, and he's like, oh, I knew I was right.
I sent the GIF of Malcolm, Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park saying, God, I hate being right all the time.
Yeah.
I hope they do, because the original AVP, it's okay. AVP2 was a masterpiece, in my opinion. But no one really liked him. So I think they want to touch on it again. So let's see. And we didn't mention everyone. Sorry. But Alien Earth does premiere August.
It does, yeah.
Yes. I forgot to add that in.
Oh. Just a late inclusion, folks. Alien Earth. Inclusion.
August 12th, I think it is.
Yeah.
We will get the premiere of Alien Earth, which I don't know if they're going to do two part of a whole. Not sure. But we'll see.
But we will let you know how it is. And I just wanted to also include Happy Gilmore 2 came out, folks.
Yes, it did.
Yes, on Netflix, and I haven't watched it yet, but it's apparently getting a good response.
Okay. I've got my reserves about that, because with Adam Sandler, as of late, his movies have not hit. I'm not sure, but I heard good things.
29 years in the making, Kev, so I think that...
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 29 years. Okay. Jeez. So I think that, you know, we have to just see how it performs, I guess, eh?
I'll give it a go. I'll give it a watch. I'll watch it tonight. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, all right, guys.
Yeah.
I think that includes everything that we can think of at the moment.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And as usual, if you made it this far, thank you. And if you please hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, comment, share, get the word out.
Yeah. Tell us anything that you've heard, and You know, if you have any suggestions for us for anything you'd like us to cover as well, leave it in the comments.
Because we were actually want to try to not just cover movies and other stuff like that. We want to try to do some more discussion stuff. If you want to talk about things, or have you heard rumors of this or that, or give us some, like, we want to know your feedback of what you want us to cover and what you want us to talk about. If you're happy with us doing what we're doing, fantastic. Let us know.
Yeah, we'll definitely open us up for more discussion going forward.
That's right, 100%. Yeah. And with that, I guess we'll see you in the next one.
See you, folks.